5 deep fried fowl, a bucket load.
This fowl is fair.
It's laced with toad.
Add spleen of banker, hand of cop, tongue of lawyer, dearly bought.
Wing of condor, whoop of crane, dolphin's throat and sperm whale brain.
Oh, must say then, boil like lava, whilst we take 5 for Mocha Java.
Kommt doze, brother, slug a bit, keep up. Thy pace snail dart like to strife me mad. These hags they open it not much after dawn. Lord Michelin rides the vision in their pot go stale by 10.
But Bishop, brother, you've dragged me drugged from my dream-drenched couch ere morphine's fingers loose their loving grasp. And all for what? To feed me fancies from a gypsy's stew. Better we should lay a bed and pray.
Stay sweet and low, my dulcie bro. Our kingless country perched on civil war demands us legate here to pagan heath and lend an ear to mouths of prophecy.
Aye, O bane of phlegm! Noble regent, whitey count!
Hail, fane of grudge, keeper of our polluted air!
Hail, canny count, that after death shall rise a king!
What? Hateful hags, no hail for me?
Now I offer thee, for thou shalt never rhyme.
Thy bishopric is circumscribed.
Thy cocky plans fall short. Thou'lt ne'er be satisfied.
Let's withdraw. These great conundrums fit me not.
Come, come. Hast lost thy appetite for prophecy? I'll gaze upon this devil's barbecue. We'll gnaw the bones and let them read the runes.
Oh, but that King Bernardo lie they stiff.
And yet no prince sits vested on his throne.
If there's no royal head to mint pon coin,
thou needs must send to Spain and beg a loan.
So grasp the moment and the prince.
And ship the potted airling off to Scone.
Let Greybeard mount the throne and scepter wield.
Yes, Hamlin's court. Be ruling, boy, a fool!
Speak they of me? Their metaphors are mixed and thick as gruel.
Perhaps good brought. Both pottage and the burp rites will be thine.
If that be so, then dare I move askew of fate? Were I the smallest wren, I would not fly from foddering my feathered babes. Doth not the ermined weasel nose his own hole first? Did not the legendary pachyderm, that loyal parent, push on and on his onyx eggs to Babylon and back? Doth not the queenly spider seize and eat her mate? Well, I'll queenless be and sweetly wax as king. But hold, they say to rule I die. If so, I'll spook Prince Edmund off to Norway. That's the royal thing.
Not split yet. Stand ye, Pat. All odds above! The shuffling fate cuts not this deck. Come, Jax, lay down your hands and pull. Pull to the straight. By deuce, we'll not be Neptune's guest tonight. Come, yar!
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 But brouhaha! What haps, sweet chaps? The rocking boat hath rolled you out of bed, I fear. Come, Dirk! Come, Kink! Come, first mates, back! Or tie me to the mast-face front, ere I in this gale storm be lost. Hi-ho, good Signor Happenstance. What drives thee upon the poop this dreadful day?
My stomach's gone off course again, I fear.
What? Likely not the smoking fowled stew? Tobacco and turkey, two New World wonders, those.
Thus strangely met, that red-necked duck was never meant to sail a beel.
Look out below!
See, now it sails. Come back below, oh bilious happenstance, oh hallowed happenstance.
Now hallowed happenstance.
Hello, hello, where's everyone? Ah, storm and drain. I've sunk the captain with my sack and told but half my tale. 'Twas thus I left it off. All the shores were gliss and gloomy, broad-leaved land of mighty Roytan. Little white owl drew her to me, Indians watching, wood and deadpan. Whoa, whoa!
Oh, see how our master Edmund is near drowned in drink.
Thy green retreat hath spoiled his anecdote of victory or the hapless Iroquois.
Full 20 times I've heard him pick that bloody nose at fight and win. Thanksgiving we should get, for from that feathered horde we plucked him hence.
I would this mission done, and we were docked on Flemland's wealthy banks, and I at home in bed.
You'll sleep in bed with Ned, when our explosive charge is safe delivered to the bishop's churches.
Hush! Look out! He comes anon!
Spirits toughened by death's masters, left eye white owl Christian Muriel, instead of siring new world bastards, gave my head to schemes imperial.
Oh, bravo, sir, bravo.
It's nuts. What's happened to our righteous speed? Who slipped the shrouds and loosed the hempen jute? Hath courage run aground?
But twice, noble sire, I fear a storm is blowing up our aft.
What gushing storm and drain of Blancmange face? Must warlike virtue gel before this quaking gale? What pudding-livered custard trifles with our holy junket home to Flem?
Bring not up food, my prince, or I shall follow suit toot sweet upon thy suit, I fare.
No perjured happenstance. This freakish wind will blow us not but good. Saw not the mast, cut not the wind, nor throw those barrels o'er.
Those barrels? Oh, our servants lie within those casks. Good fellows,
oh. A storm!
A cloud!
Give up!
To forecastle, go ye down! Go down! Not down nor out, but home to turgid Flem, where Nuncle Bishop prays and pays for my return. Ah, 5 golden crowns for each of thee who stays.
Oh!
Yet only one for me. Just one.
But what?
One is enough when it's the holy crown. Our revered hat. Our homely downturned bowl, all rimmed with ancient fur and flushed with pride. Our country's awful lid, its sacred pot. I'd set that privy throne upon my head, though nature forced me circumgate the globe. Sit out this storm, nay, lay on sheets, then crack, crack cheeks, and break, wind, loudly break. Bend backs and buttocks, boys! 'Twill be a piece of cake!
No!
It's a grand bend, boys, bend. Put my foot so lease is on dry land. Bend, boys, bend.
Oh, that's all. Oh, Edmond!
Odds, balls! Tis King Bernardo's ghost again! Evacuating to the morning mist on happy sheet!
Edmond, my bonny lad!
Come not so close, old spirit cold, or I'll shred thy shift with me lancelot bold!
Oh, hold off for more! What be thy name, ye rusty clod?
A Pete of Pike, dead sire! A Pike's Pete, a simple man!
Then gae the simple, stupid way abade.
Though we be King Bernardo yet, we shall relieve thee of thy watch.
Me watch? Saint Mickey's hands! He took me watch! That's no relief to me. So unrelieved, I must relieve myself upon yon mossy rampart wall and write in steaming streams Bernardus Rex and dot the I for king. Had I but water left in time, I'd fill a moat twixt dreadful wraith and me.
Oh, I am afraid and fear!
Put up thy piddling pike, you fool. That shade beneath the winding sheet was I, and am Sir Andrew Lunch the same as e'er, thy rascally relief and faithful battle mate.
Me battle mate, you mean? Your counterfeit fire put me pants afloat. It's only right you fill him up again.
Fear not, wet Peter, for thee I've brought honest spirits in the drunkard's sack. Here's breakfast toast enough for both of us. Come, fill thy winkling tiny cup.
Odds tonsils, we'll meet the dawn with peckers up.
Oh, what's that?
'Tis truly King Bernardo, come at dawn. See where he stands upon yon battlements.
He seems to float with no more substance than me breath. Slip thee to Buttery Down and fetch the prince.
I go. We'll meet again. I hope.
'Tis surely he sports the sacred hat upon his shroud.
Eternal sleeps its moistly upon my face these clammy nights. Once more I walk these slippery, withering heights in aimless, mindless searching for a man with blunted aim and motley tights.
Me.
Sweet my lord, I have.
No, sweet Marie, I'm speaking to these soldiers here.
Mark, it seems to float like oil upon the sea.
I'll be not gulled. Hand me my sword flask, man.
What use is sober steel against a ghost, my prince?
A ghost?
It hops up King Bernardo's crumbling tower, my lord.
The goats?
The ghost, sweet prince.
Methought they spoke of goats upon the battlements.
Nay, ghost, my lord.
Well, be he ghost or goat, or ghost of goat or both, our spirits need to goad my spirits on.
See, the spook will speak with thee.
He perches there upon the tower's tippy top.
I'm here, deceased parent.
Thou poor unfocused prince, give thee anon to Norway.
Back to school? I learned there all I could and burned it down. I doubt they'll have me back.
To Norway go, where nights like day are followed fast by days of endless night. And box of Viking dames for unworthy.
Do not, sweet virgin prince. This thy father's fernal shade leads thee up to hell.
If that be hell, I'll toot and snort at fate. As a tiny tot, my mother told me not to cross the moat. But then the monk, he did bespeak me, cast the moat from mine own eyes. And so confused, I crossed mine eyes and double-crossed the monk who fell into the moat. Are we not men?
Not I, my lord.
Yes, if we fall down, can we not rise again? Hot-headed, flushed with blood, we'll not take it lying down. We'll stand it up and get it any way we can.
To Norway, Edmore!
Aye, dear dead, I'll abdicate the crown, my coronation skip, and leave at once to be your midnight sun. But first, let me embrace thee.
Stay back.
I'll clamber up to hug thy clammy draperies. I'll race to ruin. I'll bite thy warm and waxen lips and draw refreshing nectar from thy hollow kiss.
Stay, don't come. I need to slip away.
And so he does.
And slipping shows his knees, revealing blue and goosely flesh.
Stay, royal parent.
Edmund reaches out, yet touches nay but ale.
He's gone.
Tis done.
This way,
tis done. 'Tis done. He's gone.
He's fallen to the sea.
Follow not, Prince Edmund, lest a ghost ye be.
King Bernardo walks again and bids me leave. What does this mean? Come, men, and you, Marie. Bring on the nuts and ales and meat. We'll speak of this anon.
And on and on and on.
But first, let's eat.
Come, children, my pretty little fries. You, Hake, and Shad, your brothers help to draw the weighty oyster nets. And silent be, for noise a noise, each love-crust double valve or mollusk in his briny simpering nose. Go, Winkle, and fair Cockle, help thy mum, the labouring queen of this our fishy fief, to cure the crabs and ground the glowing eel. Limpet, hang codpiece and perch pelt side by side, that they may dry from last night's stormy pour. I will walk here, a monarch on this pearly strand, and comb for bounty of this austin hurricane. As I be desperate o'er this little bay, I'll tax the sea that spends all night upon the shore, tithe the tide, and take percentage of the typhoon's toll. A trunk of ruby wood, wind-ripped from far off Philippine maps, or graceful amphor I filled full of ancient Greece, or even find a rich tooled wallet, gilt anchor of drowned and bloated Turk. Oh, what's this? A heap of ebboned kelp? It lives! Art Ethiop, or tarry babe from story Remus Briar Patch Shores?
What? Fool! Old foul-smelling fish! Did I survive the winter tempest's tale to be bombasted by this boolia basic bard? Give aid! I am thy rightful king!
Oh, nay, pitchy Jonah, I be Fisher King. Well, thou'rt not nothing but a king of fish. Unlike the unicorn narwhal, who keeps his oil within his bladder trapped, thy oil is all without upon thy face and limbs.
Back off, buffoon. Oh. I'll wipe myself, then staggering, stand up while I do't. This oil I wear is mine and mine alone. I'd carry back from New Virginia's tideland pools 400 barrels worth. Now all lost. The New World's power sunk useless to the bottom of the sea.
Nay, 'tis not. Christ-like it rises as you speak. Upon me soul, 'tis upon the bottom of me boot. It's here. And there, it's all o'er everywhere.
Good news is this, old flat-faced one-eyed man. We'll strain it from the sand and thus refine, find purpose in its several qualities. Go, Blowfish, go. Run up to Castle Phlegm and puff this message in the bishop's privy ear. Double E hath from the sea emerged, and R would be.
Oh, slip me a fin and swift, I'll pass it on.
Then, shark, take thou this golden crown from out my mouth, but throw it to my nuncle bishop first. I faint.
As you go, I'm gone.
All oiled thus I'll slip upon his wife while he's away. A shipwrecked wreck. Twixt heaving bosom safe I'll lay.
If clothing be the skin of kings, dress on, Cardent. Give me excess of them, dear Chevrolet.
Oui, monseigneur.
We must be overhung with silks that habiled so No peasant rebel's fork in revolution raised shall touch our naked self. I dearly love these furry robes, Pierre.
It is a bas deal at twice the cost, your majesty.
Oh, call us not king of Flem until his majesty the sun shall rise with us tomorrow morn and crown us one with him. Hold the mirror so, good Fangboner.
I will, without reflection, nobly.
Hey, Nanny Nankal. Is it not true, as Pope doth poop in woods, that Sun King's reign can clouded and eclipsed be by hidden sun?
Nay, fool. And fool thou art. 'Tis known that bears and moons do eat the sun.
I speak of midnight suns.
That sun hath set. His sails for Norseland on the coming tide.
And like the tide, young Edmund ebbs and flows.
This flapping fustian fool ill suits thee, Liege.
And like our coronation gown, it slips on like a thin French glove. Excusez-moi, but dress we to the left or right?
Why, Froggy, he knows not, for lackeys dress him, and he has no lack of them, I fang butter.
Pestio, be still, loyal. Fangboner, you are my first in court. Thou soon wilt chamberlain be, and standing tall, will stretch to dunk the holy hoop upon our kingly dome.
My lord, I hope it will rebound well for me.
Coach him not, he'll dribble out rewards to all.
I fear no foul fool. I know I'll get my shot.
Oh, how the full court presses me. 'Twill be my sudden death.
Pardon, mon liege, but should the stoats not rampant be, these civet cats lie down upon your sleeves?
Tis all set forth upon the scroll of arms that's stuffed within our sacred hat. Go fetch the bishop, Pestio, and bid him pull the ancient parchment out that we might see the order of our sent to power.
I'd see toot, sire, but him you send me seek, I seem to see. Inside him, someone unforeseen.
What?
And yet, I speak so fast I know not what I mean.
Good evening, brother Regent. Let me apprise thee of this washed-up prize, sire.
What half-baked wretch is this, sir?
Stands here before thee Edmund, our late brother King Bernardo's bastard babe, whom out of kindness we did in his swaddling place upon a plank and pushed to sea.
I well remember.
Tender trade winds blew him west to Indica, Isle of fire-skin smoke-digesting cannibals.
Well-guarded welcome, double Edmund.
Good health to you on this your final day of regency, I mean. Now, once you sent me hence with but a baby's string of beads, now the favor I return with precious gifts like these.
A tiny cedar chest emblazoned with a savage maiden's face.
The gifts within.
These stinking leaves.
The wild men of Indica ignite them in their mouths and suck them for a spell.
I've a sulfur for a light.
And whilst thou takest thy toca, lay ponce thee my second gift, the greatest one of all, a lay entitled Roitan, Injun King's Revenge, by me, who king shall never be.
Lay on, nephew, lay on.
All the shores were glitched and gloomy, broad-leafed land of mighty Roitan. Little white owl, do her to me. Injuns watching.
A light! A light! My beard's aflame!
Forgive me, sir. The hemp is young like me and went off premature.
Pistio!
I'll quench thy face, white knight, ere thee be blackamoor.
Away all! Fool, lead me from the room. I'll ne'er again trust gifts from geeks that in the night go boom!